The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. Do more and spend less like some of the world's most successful companies. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engage. I'm a Wall Street alum, top WBE CEO, and actually I'm now a WBE star, and I'm here with my co-host, Mita Malik. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, DC Marshall. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and drumroll please, D, now an author. My book is coming out, Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace, and it is on pre-sale on Amazon, so I hope you all check it out.
OMG. And for everyone just tuning in, you know, Mita and I, we started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman, and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. And at our table, we unpack it all. We won't leave any juicy details out. And then we provide you with tips that you need on not how to survive, but how do you thrive in organizations wherever you are. So had to get that out of the way before I insert scream here. Scream, congratulations, my friend. I am so over the moon, excited. I told you so. Who told you so? You
DC Marshall.
You're never supposed to say, I tell you so. You're never supposed to say that, but I was believing in you, friend, from day one.
Always, D, always. And so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about, remember that rejection is redirection. Because I know, thank you for our community, Brown Table Talk. We appreciate you. And we know a lot of you are in the middle of job searches, looking for your book deal, looking for your business deal, next opportunity. And so I really wanted to talk about that today. And I want to talk about my book process and Dee, the role you played in it. So remember that, as Dee would say, rejection is redirection.
I'm excited that we're talking about it. And what I am more excited about is that you are credible to talk about this and how your career, the work that you do, your voice, your genius is just proof of this very thing. So I'm excited about this conversation and the results and the receipts and your voice just being, you know, out there for the world, and not just LinkedIn, because you know what? You have the sweetest community. We have a sweet community at LinkedIn.
Yes, we do.
You also have the sweetest folks, and I'm excited for you about them. Hey, y'all. Hey, Mita. I don't know. Is this like Mita Nation? I know you don't like it. Okay, everybody, she doesn't like that. So let me back up. But let me say this last thing and we'll move on. But I'm now excited for your voice to be extended offline. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Listen, friend, a lot of people don't know this, but when I graduated, and I might surprise you with this, you might remember from our coaching days. Yeah, Dee, don't spill your tea.
Yes.
So I've been writing ever since I could pick up a pencil. You know, if I could just write all day long and make a living, I would do that. When I graduated from college, I wrote a novel. I got an agent. And my friend actually at the time helped me get an agent. I wrote a second novel. I wrote a third novel.
No.
I had this agent. Let me tell you, I won't say the name because she's someone super famous, I'm sure. In fact, I know she is. She was so mean and dropped me like a hot potato.
I kept writing
these novels and I kept following up. And one day she sends me the meanest email. It's like, stop calling my office. Stop emailing me in all caps. I'm no longer representing you. And the mistake I made as somebody who was younger and more naive and foolish and stubborn was I kept writing these novels and I would keep getting feedback from editors, but I wouldn't change it. I would just write another novel. Right. So then I'm at a crossroads in my career because I'm like, what am I going to do? I really want to write full time, but it's really hard to make a living off of writing. And do you all know how much I write? I'm not going to say who, but all out of all the pieces I've written, I've made $350 in the last few years. One outlet paid me $350. So that's the truth, right? That's the truth. Yeah. So I decided to go to business school instead of going into a master's of creative writing. Dee's like, don't know any of this. Yeah. So I decided
to go to business school. So you were literally going to pursue that as a career.
Yeah. I wanted to get a master's in creative writing. And I thought to myself, I was so dejected by that whole process. And do you know my current agent doesn't know I had an agent before? He doesn't know any of this because I was so scared to tell him. So then I go to graduate school. Dee, I write another novel. I wrote a fourth.
No, you're on novel number four.
Novel number four. Then I start trying to pitch it myself. Still don't get it. Still don't get it. Still don't get any traction. And then I start my career in corporate. And then I go through ups and downs. And then I meet someone named DC Marshall who starts coaching me and who starts telling me, you have all these thoughts and ideas. You have to start putting them out there. And at the time, I also was running employer brand at a big Fortune company. And one of the individuals on my team, this is reverse mentoring, as they call it, she says to me, you seem to have just a lot of great thoughts and perspectives. You should be sharing this on LinkedIn. I think you should get on LinkedIn. And so that conversation, I share all that for all of you listening, because many of you, thank you so much, have congratulated me on my book deal, have pre-ordered, thank you, thank you, and have said to me, I'm trying to get a book deal. I put it on the shelf because I can't get traction. Take it off the shelf. Take it off the shelf and don't give up. Because I'm going to pause there because there's more to the story about this. But this is, so people don't, you know, you hear these stories, Dee, I was not one of them. You hear these stories where people are like, oh, my first book deal was auctioned. Do you know what that means? It means like so many people wanted it, right? Oh, like it was up for auction. Oh yeah. It's like an auction process. Like 10 to 12 people are like competing for Dee's manuscript. Mine was not an auction. Nobody wanted it.
Okay. I'm making notes so that when we come to Q&A, I'm going to be asking questions to you. Keep going. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So that's just what I wanted to share is like the early part of this journey, right? So that people don't think it didn't happen overnight. Because sometimes you look at these deals and you think, oh my God, no. So then the next part of the story is I stop writing. I'm a busy mom. And then I also just think my writing is not very good. I have low self-confidence. Dee's coaching me. I start writing again. I start journaling. And then right at the beginning of the pandemic, I get invited to do a panel that my friend Kate Luzio, you know Kate Dee, who runs Luminary, she recommends me to be on a panel for Hey Mama. I go on this panel. My daughter's really sick that night. It's virtual. I end up leaving the panel early. And this woman named Alexandra Carter, Wall Street Journal bestseller, wrote a book called Ask for More. She's a Columbia Law School professor. You would say badass negotiations expert. She sends me a note and says to me, I want to have coffee with you. And I'm like, why does this woman want to have coffee with me? Like, who, what? So I get on, I have coffee. She says to me, you have a story to share. The world needs to hear your voice and expertise. Get your book deal now. So four years ago, she's the reason I start writing the book. She's like, go write this book. And so it's been this journey, but she was one of the first people who said to me, write this book now about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And let me tell you how amazing this woman is. This is also about women lifting other women up. Do you know this woman sends me her manuscript? She sends me her entire nonfiction manuscript. She's written the whole thing. She sends it to me. She sends me the pitch letter that she sent to try to find agents, and then also a letter list of all the publishers. I don't know this woman. I have met her once for 30 minutes. I mean, talk about, and she said to me, I'm on a mission to make sure women get paid and women get deals.
What's her name again, Susan?
Alexandra Carter.
Alexander Carter. Hashtag
Alexandra Carter. Go buy her book.
You are the woman, and we need more Alexander Carters. Come on, somebody.
White woman ally. White woman ally. Yes.
There you go. We need the allies. We need the allies.
Yes.
I love this. That's a, you know what? She was on assignment. She was assigned to you in that moment. And so I love this. Cause who does that? Who's going to send
me? I mean, I couldn't believe it. She sent me everything. And then she was like my fairy godmother because she's so busy. I would update her over the years and she would just send me quick little notes back. You got this. I can't wait for your deal. I know it's going to happen. Just, you know, and she's super busy, but I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. This story is so.
And then the next part, this gets even better. The next part, there's more because then I want to talk about Wiley. But then I move to a new neighborhood and I make a new friend. And I'm walking with this new friend because that's what you do in the suburbs, do you go for walks?
Okay.
There's really no place to go for a Starbucks. Walking with this friend, Sherry. And I tell Sherry about myself. And then I start to tell people I have a book coming out. She says, huh, I wonder if you know my best friend, Alex Carter. I almost fell off.
No way.
Almost fell into the lawn as we're walking by. She says to me, oh yeah, she's like my best friend. I'm about to call her now. I hadn't talked to her in a year.
Had you told Alex yet?
No. Had you told her yet? Oh, so she calls her. She said, right after I'm finished walking with you, I'm set to call her. Let me call her now. She calls her and says, I have Mita Malik on speaker and she wants to talk to you. I said, I don't know if you remember me. We did a panel years ago and you told me to write a book. I did it. It's coming out this fall from Wiley. I can't.
Did she fall? Oh my goodness. Did she fall?
This woman's like, she was like, oh, no, she was like, I knew you were getting your book deal.
Yeah. So she wasn't waiting. Surprised.
She was waiting. Like, no, she's like, was delighted to hear my voice, but was like, of course. And then says to me, okay, when you're ready, call me because now I need to tell you what you need to do. Sell the book again, showing up. Gives me I have to still call her, gives me the cell number and says, text me when you're ready. I need to tell you all the things nobody told me about what to do when to sell a book. Can you, I mean, this is what we need to do for AC. Each other. I'm just the floored. Power
of floored. You know, I've given her now a nickname, the power of AC. Come on, AC. Ally AC. We need allies like AC. Ally AC. I mean, listen, if we were giving out awards, not that we are, right? But the, you know, recognizing what allyship really looks like. So that is super sweet. And you know what? I love it was a matter of fact. Like she was excited, but not surprised. Like, of course you were getting a deal. So like this call, I mean, I'm excited for you, but yeah, of course. Of course.
Dee, what else? You were going to be humble about this, but you helped me get my deal from Wiley. And you know that. I know. You know it. You are an ally for me. I will tell you, I got so many rejections. I wrote about this on LinkedIn. I had so many rejections to find the agent and then to get the publisher. People said to me, there are too many people like you writing books like this. Your writing is amazing, but you need a bigger following. Come back to me when you have 10X. Somebody said to me, would she consider writing her first book like Sheryl Sandberg? Would she consider writing a book like Sheryl Sandberg? Because this isn't really going to sell in the marketplace. I called you so many times crying, you and Stephanie, you and Butterfly. And then you tell everyone what happened.
I think every instance I said, don't flinch. You're getting a book deal. Your voice is unique. It's valuable. And you're getting a book deal. And it was just every rejection, don't flinch. And because I'm a woman of faith, I would always say don't flinch because that's a sign of doubt and doubt cancels faith. But every single time, don't flinch. Do not flinch. I think, I mean, you know, it was now over a year ago, I feel like. Yeah. So I can't remember everything, but I do remember your voice is powerful. It is necessary. It is unique. No, there isn't. There isn't. No, there's not anyone out there like you writing the same book. Okay. Lies. And I also remember knowing that who is on the other side of the table making the decisions. Mm-hmm. And so we can put a pin there to come back, because that has more to do with, you know, Brown Table Talk core content about women of color. And when we pitch, or when we are up for the opportunity, it's just, you know, it's a no before. It's always a no. We always start at no. But I just remember, and I remember getting excited. Like, this is happening. I was just a round of applause. I'm clapping. Is this happening? What did I do? How many times have I been in a book?
I remember.
Tell the story.
You and Stephanie FaceTimed me screaming. You FaceTimed me screaming. You kept trying to FaceTime me, which I was like, Dee doesn't do FaceTime. Dee only does audio messages. And Dee and I don't talk anymore because we've got the podcast. So we save everything live. So I said, why is she FaceTiming me? And I thought, okay, I'm going to pick this up. Because I also was, you know, feeling down, sitting on my bed. I don't know what was going on. And Stephanie was the one who showed you the email. And the email said, I still saved it. The subject said, Meet a Malik. And it was to you from Victoria at Wiley. OPS, DC Marshall has a deal with Wiley for a book deal. And the subject was my name. And inside it said, Dee, how are you doing? Your podcast co-host, Meeta Malik, sounds amazing. Does she have a book deal? Yep. Can you connect me?
Yep. 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 Yep.
And then,
because I wanted you to see, I wanted you to know, we were on the phone, Victoria and I know she listens to the show. And
hey, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Thank you so much for seeing us and believing. But this is allyship and sister support all the way around. Like, she saw me and then she's watching you. And I'm like, yep. Yes, less. Yes, yes. And I wanted you to know that and see it in that way, so that this wasn't about as much as going the route of retaining an agent is, I'm sure, the way that many people do that. And that's fair and reasonable. But also, there is a such thing as when you are tapped.
Yes.
Or when you are, or when the publisher.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why we called. I was emotional because I wanted this to happen, and so it was when I could see it in print and make the connection. That's why I got so emotional, because I knew the year before you had received so many or several rejections, like no deal. Then it was really quiet. There was no response. Yes. There was no anything. And I'm like, no, just wait. This is going to happen. This is our year. This is your year. You're going to get a big book deal. But you mean the part about being tapped?
Yes. Talk about that. Cause I want to talk about the different, because here's the thing that I also want to talk about is, like, this is about the journey to land a book deal, to land deals, to overcome rejection, right? And so the fact that it was different for you, because you had built an audience as the CEO and founder of Diverse Engaged, you have different communities and different spaces and places. So people were watching.
Yeah. Over a long period of time. So here's the two stories. So, right. For me, Wiley reached out, and it was actually right, like, at the same time we signed our LinkedIn deal. They said, hey, we've been watching you. We've been watching you for a long time online. And do you have a book deal? Have you ever thought about writing a book? And so that's how it came to me. And then, so I really appreciated the juiciness and the value, and it's just super boss. If folks are watching, meaning you're not performing for other people, but you are who you are. And I know that message is for somebody listening right now. Just be who you are. Because Meeta and I, while you and I are so much in some ways alike and in many ways different, like, you love to write, I don't. I like to speak. You're more structured and routine. I'm not. So for everybody listening, all of our LinkedIn friends and fans of the show, she had been following, and that's how it came to me. But then months later, I'm working on this book. I'm working on my book, right? Because this is a saucy deal. When you get tapped by LinkedIn. Yeah. Hey, we love your show. We listen to every episode. We want to do business, right? Or we want to support you. And Meeta, you took the call. And then in the same 24 hours, I got the Wiley deal. But months later, Victoria and I are talking, and she mentioned you. I said, you absolutely should. I don't look. And then I add, I don't know if you can get her, because everybody is going to be trying to do a book deal. I don't know. I don't know. I start to build it up. You got to listen, allies and support. You got to, you do the work on the front end. You have to, and so let me say this, and then I'm going to hand it back over to you. It is fair and reasonable to properly introduce and position folks. And we should talk about that on another show. When you are inviting someone or introducing, a strategic introduction means let the people know who you are introducing them to. And I said to Victoria, you should absolutely, and we had several conversations. I said, you should absolutely. Mita has a following. Right. And people listen to her and they are engaged. Hashtag, do y'all remember when Mita just said years ago or a year ago, they would say, oh, she doesn't have a following. Oh, she doesn't have a unique voice. What are you talking about, people? Who is on that team? And so I said, Victoria, do you know who she is? I tell her about you being an executive, but also a contributor to Saucy, Bossy, Glossy, Top. I said, HBR, who writes, who contributes, writes thought leadership for Harvard Business Review? So I run the receipts and say, absolutely. And of course, you get tapped, even though you had the agent over here working. Yes. And had come in through one door, through all of the other publishing houses. Here we have Wiley. And I'm going to tell you something. This is for the parking lot.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Fields. Tune into my podcast for conversations about the sweet spot between work, meaning, and joy. And also listen to other people's questions about how to get the most out of that thing we call work. Check out Spark wherever you enjoy podcasts.
When you have women, you have allies, and you have women of color. Women see women. Representation matters. And I'm going to say this. Yes. We'll put this in the parking lot. Let's talk about this later. If at Wiley, they did not have diverse representation wouldn't be able to see unique gifting and talent and how to add value to Wiley. The value that is added to Wiley is because of the representation within. And this goes for any company. So for allies listening, when you have diverse representation, they're going to be able to source genius, innovative talent like Amita Malik to add to this bestseller roster. Y'all want bestsellers or what? What'd you say?
Ooh, I hope allies are taking notes, because Dee, you showed up as an ally for me and you had several conversations with Victoria naturally as you were talking about your own book deal and you pulled up the receipts, right? So you're not putting me up just because you think I'm your friend, right?
Right.
You're doing it because I deserve to be an author, a bestseller, and you are advocating for me behind the scenes. And that's what we need more of. That people can do that, because the door opened for you and you knew, friend, how long I wanted to be a published author. You were like, I'm going to open that door for you. Just Alexander Carter did for me, Sarah, who's my publicist and coach, writing coach, and then Josh Getzler, who's my agent. Everyone goes through a different route. But I'll tell you, Dee, when we talk about money, Josh and I had lunch the other day and he's reminding me of my contract, right? So that's the stuff he's like, teaching, I'm like, okay, because I'm so focused on writing the book and selling copies. Right. I love it. I want to talk about it. I want people to read it. But there's the financial aspect of it too.
The business side.
So that is really good to have an agent to be like, hey, don't forget, these are the terms and conditions. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or to be like, I can help you get this testimonial or that, or to have another set of eyes for someone to read the work. And continue to think about how does it land in the marketplace. So there's all different avenues and all different ways to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is so good. I'm so excited for all of the elements of this and for the book, the first book, to just come to fruition. I'm excited for
I like that you said the first book.
Do you see that, friend? Friend, we've talked about, and we've talked about these things. So everybody, we talk about, that's the only conversation that I think we've had that offline, because we save everything else for online to share with you all. But we talked about you know, then what happens next and second and third books and who do you partner with and all and book tours and such. And so, yep. And inviting me to in to speak and book tours and sponsor the tour. Like, who wants to partner on this tour? This is going to be a fab. I mean, you know what? I just got excited about the tour. I just, because you know why? There was a reality. There was a reality star, a New York from New York Housewives or something. I remember she did like a speaking tour. I'm like, that looks really fun. That looks like a lot of fun. It's like a mid-sized theater. Mita, people want to see you live. We're going to be doing this live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. All right, we'll be doing it live.
And Madison Square Garden. And, no, Radio City. No, Lincoln Center. Yeah, Lincoln and the Center. Kennedy like Center.
That. And the Kennedy Center. There you go. He's already planning it for me.
So Kennedy Center folks and Lincoln Center folks, whoever wants strategic partners, this is a shameless plug. Nope. This is what we do. This is my real friend. This is my real friend. Mita and I did not like come together and people put us together. This is my real friend over here. Okay. Yes. So there you go.
Oh my God. Dee, the other thing I want to come back to that you said about building community, which you've done so well for so many years, like that did not happen for you overnight. It's true. What? No, okay. I'm saying, why are you? Okay. No. Yeah. Did I say something wrong?
No. Let's keep going.
Or are you just not, or you don't want to accept the compliment?
No, I don't really see it that way, but, in all due respect, I have had a brand for years. It was a DC Marshall brand.
You're just good about your magical connector. You give off so much energy and love and people are drawn to you and you bring people together. And so you have been doing that for a long time through the course of your work, naturally, authentically.
Yes. It just happened. You're right about that.
And so for me, when I was getting all these rejections, another good friend of mine who I think you've met, you know, Lan Fan, who runs Community of Seven.
Yes.
Lan said to me, she didn't say this, but literally I was in bed at 10 a.m. eating Cheetos and crying. And she's like, I was, I do. I love Cheetos. She said to me, okay, the book deal is going to come. Just focus on building community, content, and conversation. Do what you enjoy doing. Just continue to do that. And I did all of that. I continued writing. We're doing our podcast. I was getting invited to speak more. I was getting invited to write for different outlets. And so that also was the energy I was giving off. And so I do believe when Wiley reached out to you, it all just connected because I now have a community who will buy the book. And so when you are rejected, it is redirection to focus on other things to help you get back to that. Because if I had done the book 4 years ago, who would have bought the book? I'm sure people would have bought the book. But now I know a lot more people who know me and see the value of what I'm saying that they would buy the book. And so that's another way to think about it, that when you're rejected, it's just a redirection to help you get back to where you want, but maybe through a different path.
I love that. I love that your entire story was about that. So the desire to write early on, and then it redirected you to, well, what would be the path? The path might not be the way that I think. And so going the business route and then coming back to then build subject matter expertise writing novels versus allowing your subject matter expertise to come through, it feels like this is more life serving and giving to other people in a different way. I mean, it really is. If we had to think about your book, by the way, I already bought it, everybody. I bought it. There's not even an image. I'm sorry. I know I'm going on. Look, this is a sidebar, folks. Yep. This is a sidebar. Do you see the difference in the two of us? She's going to stay right here in the linear conversation. I'm going to switch over here in the parking lot. How about I already bought the book? She sends the link. Okay. There's not even a photo. Now, I have seen the cover, but when I go, Mita, when I go to the link, there's not even an image there.
Photo's not yet, but it's early. But please go buy the book, friends.
Well, that's
October 3rd,
my point, everybody.
When it launches, but pre-sales matter. So if you're listening, please, please go to Amazon. Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace.
But that's my point. That's my point. I shifted to, I've already purchased or did the pre-order for the book. And I feel like, I hope I was one of the first ones. I want to be in the first number of when the image was not even up as soon as she released it. And I believe there's people here who will do the same. I really do.
But I
think that going back to what I was talking about is the redirection of you and your subject matter expertise that is serving people and workplace and culture and a very, I'm going to say critical, solving a very critical issue right now and really amplifying a conversation that needs to be had in the workplace. So I'm so excited for the book.
Thank you, friend. Listen, before we go to tips, I'm just going to give our listeners a little taste of some of the myths that I'm debunking. Okay. So there's 13 myths. Oh, Dee's ready. There's 13 myths, and each myth opens with a powerful story. I debunk it, and I talk about how we can show up differently to work. I'm all for diverse talent, as long as they're good. Why are you asking for a raise? Your husband makes more than enough money.
Oh, my gosh.
Our ad wasn't racist. It was simply a mistake. And so on. All right, I just gave you a little tea, friends. I just gave you three of the 13, but every single one of them there are things that we hold on to that some leaders believe are true, and it holds us back from doing the work that we need to do meaningfully. So, all right, Dee, we could talk for like another hour, which we'll do later, but let's get to the tips. Okay, Dee, I know we'll do another episode about my book and then your upcoming book, but now we have come to the tips, my friend. And today, as we talked about, rejection is redirection. And the tips we're going to leave you is not just for a book deal. I know we were talking about my book deal, but there is more than that to think about how we can show up for each other and open doors and help really close those opportunities. And so, Dee, over to you, my friend, for one and two.
All right. Number one is make a strategic introduction. And a strategic introduction is whoever it is that you are introducing, make sure you grab the brag statement, the top five highlights. What do you know about the individual that you can share? The receipts. You're going to pull up the receipts and you do the heavy lifting. That's a strategic introduction. Tip number two is follow up and follow through. And so again, if it's me and I have done a strategic introduction, if it's you, allies, you've done a strategic introduction, follow up and follow through. And how you can best do that is when you see, big wins or when you see interesting elements, things of value, whether it's an article, whether it's a blog, it is a speaking engagement, whether it is a news article or an award, forward. Follow up and follow through. Hey, did you see this? I know I made an introduction. Yeah. Want to follow up or follow through? And so that is tip number two. And so now we'll go to tip number three. Mita?
Tip number three, please, friends, don't let your dreams die. Rejection is redirection. So please don't stop just because you get the no's and the ghosts and the specific negative feedback. Keep going. We're rooting for you. Dee and I are here for you at the Brown Table Talk podcast. And that's it for today. This was an amazing conversation, Dee. I'm just so excited and happy and blessed to do this with you. Thank you to LinkedIn. Thank you for our community. And if you liked this, please share with someone who needs to hear the conversation today. Subscribe, review Apple and Spotify, and we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.